There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Lifestyle Klaxon. We're talking social media. Can be great. Can be awful. But it's great for capturing moments and documentary memories with our loved ones. But do not let it take over your lives, because it does. It does quite a lot. To talk about this, a presenter, TV chef, it is Simon Rimmer. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not too bad at all.
Good, good, good. Good, good, good. Are you a slave to your social media? Is it like a massively important thing to you now, do you think?
Hideously.
Yeah.
I have spells when I get fed up of it, but yeah, you know, I'm as bad as anybody. You know, I'll get up in the morning, I'll check Twitter, I'll check Facebook,
yeah,
I'll post something on Instagram, all the glamorous bits of your life. If I eat an avocado, it has to go on Instagram. That's actually the rules of Instagram. But it does that, you know. I think what I'm really guilty of, I've been away working loads the last few weeks, and I found in the last few weeks I'm texting my kids rather than picking up the phone and speaking to them. And it's wrong, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
I love social media, don't get me wrong, but it does sometimes stop us communicating properly.
Do you know what? You're talking about avocados on Instagram. I saw someone post a pic. This is just random, but I saw someone post a pic. There's a cafe in London doing lattes in avocados.
It's a farce.
No need for that.
Drinking a latte out of an avocado. What is going on?
Mm. There is no need for that in any way, shape, or form, ever.
You'll be seeing that this weekend on Sunday Brunch.
I've just written it down.
So 2/3 of Brits agree there's no substitution for in-person interaction. I sort of agree. I mean, there's some really useful things with social media, and I think it's great for sort of like sharing pics and that sort of thing, but I don't know. I just think if you're in front of that screen for too long, it can just be detrimental.
Well, you get into the habit, don't you? I mean, the research has been done by Weber and sort of highlighting the fact that we all would like more proper interaction. And I think, you know, it's bank holiday weekend coming up. It's a perfect time to do it. So rather than just texting somebody saying, oh, look at me drinking my latte out of an avocado shell, then instead of that, why not invite somebody around to your house? It's a perfect time to come and have a barbecue.
Ooh.
Spend time together and do it, you know. And that's what we should be doing. And we all crave it, don't we? You think of friends, family, mates, people that you communicate with all the time. But the last time that you actually spent a bit of time and stood around, had a beer, had something to eat, you know, those are the people that you need to target. It's a great time to do it at a bank holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, certainly, I would agree. And that sort of thing. You mentioned the barbecue, Simon, I guess, with the weather and that. We were talking about barbecues yesterday, weren't we? So, ideal time, I guess. Is there any sort of tips you'd have for, I know you're a chef and that sort of thing, any sort of tips if you're brushing off the
barbecue?
He knows
a few things, I'd imagine.
I know you're a chef and that sort of thing. I think that's the most dismissive way anyone's ever described me. Love talking to you guys.
I know you're a chef and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to blow too much smoke up your trumpet. I know you're a great chef.
many tips. I mean, do you barbecue?
I do. I've got a rather large Australian gas barbecue that I absolutely love. So I'm a full-on barbecue man. I love it.
And do you play with the whole thing of direct and indirect heat,
which is the
big thing that kind of makes you either successful or not with barbecue?
Yeah, definitely, especially if you're roasting meat in the barbecue, having sort of indirect heat in there is wonderful.
That's it, and I think that's one of the big things where people go wrong quite often. So the direct heat. In basic terms, something that cooks quickly, say like burgers, sausages, you'll tend to do on kind of direct heat. But say it's the mid-ground when it gets tricky. A big piece of meat, you'll do indirect heat. So what that means is rather than having the heat directly underneath, if you've got your little char baskets, so you put your coals into that, shift them to one side if it's a coal barbecue, so you're not sitting anything on top of it. So the heat is just circulating. If it's a gas barbecue, turn off a couple of the burners. So you've always got a cold spot and you've got that indirect heat as well. But then your mid one, say like chicken and stuff like that, piece of chicken breast, a good way to do it is to cook them using indirect heat and then finish on direct heat. So you'll get a nice crispy skin, so you'll finish it off. It's that nice combination. And once you get into the habit of doing it, you'll find that your barbecuing, it just goes through the roof. You know, the quality of food that you can do, it is great. And clearly you know what you're doing. Shutting the lid is the other thing. Treat it like an oven. You know, It stops you fiddling with the food. It means it cooks more evenly. You know, there's nothing worse than someone constantly fiddling with a piece of meat. Let it sit there. let it do its job. Let the barbecue work.
A meat thermometer was one of the best things I ever bought, because then you just didn't have to do anything. You just chucked it in to make sure it's hot enough. And then once in a while, you just chuck the thermometer in. I just do wadges of beef on it. And it's just like, did my whole, when I lived in Australia, we used to do our Christmas dinner on the barbecue.
Wow.
Oh, it was fantastic. It's the greatest thing. Barbecuing is lovely. I haven't even, it's the weather is this weekend, I think it's going to be time to actually properly get involved with the barbecue this week. What's the go-to barbecue meat for you, do you think, Simon?
We see, because I invented pulled pork.
you're to blame for the hipster revolution.
It is actually a fact that I invented pulled pork. It was on Wikipedia for a week that I invented pulled pork.
Wow. Was it really? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, did you do that?
And then somebody took it down. It's one of those great things. There's lots of things on my Wikipedia that actually I don't want to sort of say are true. And it was really quite funny that it did. So pork is always the thing. And again, that big thing we were just saying about indirect heat, big slab of meat, stick it on there. It is really, really fantastic. But I use mine more and more and more. Now, you were talking about cooking Christmas dinner on it. I did this year. I cooked a turkey on mine this year.
Oh, well done.
And it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had a bit of smoked chips on there as well, so I've got a nice bit of smoke going on. It was absolutely out of this world. And I think the good thing when you cook a big piece of meat, you're not standing by it all the time. You know, you're not having to fiddle around, so you can just enjoy yourself. Get it on there, shut the lid and let it cook. So pork would always be my go-to. But a big piece of beef, a nice bit of marinated brisket is nice as well. You know, so you get that nice charring on the outside and then the brisket starts to fall apart.
It
is absolute heaven.
And Simon, we were talking earlier on before you came on about, I know you're a Liverpool fan, about the new Liverpool kit. We're a fan of
it. We love
it. But Darren doesn't seem to like the proposed new away one. It sort of harps back to the strip they wore in back in 95, was it?
Yeah, 90, I didn't like that.
The sort of Czech thing. What's your take on it?
You know what? I like the new home kit. I think the colour's good. It's a little bit darker red.
It's bright, isn't it? It's like it looks like proper Liverpool.
Yeah, it looks like it's got Premier League champions written all over it.
Well, I won't go that far.
I think is what I'm feeling about it. It's going to be an exciting season next year, though. You know, I think that now that we're back in the Champions League, hopefully, if we get through the qualifier, and I think it means that hopefully we can actually compete in the transfer market. And you know, it feels like Jürgen. My heart's fluttering just to mention his name. he's starting to work his magic.
Well, he's an interesting character, because I think when he first came over, everybody was like, "Well, this is fantastic. This is going to bring Liverpool back to the top again." Jürgen Klopp, one of the best managers in the world. It's not necessarily happened just yet, but you know, I'm glad that they've not had the trigger finger and sort of got rid of it. At least, you know, he's in the Champions League. That's fantastic. You're positive as a Liverpool fan with Jürgen Klopp there. You're positive.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the interesting thing is that we're now in a position where we want to spend money, bring some players in. Historically, what we've ended up with is a load of players, a load of deadwood that you want to get rid of that are on big contracts. He's actually got rid of all of that. So I think, you know, I look and think, I wish we'd strengthened in January. I think that kind of causes problems. There's things like, we know we're going to lose Mane for the African Nations Cup. We also look at things like Matip, Lovren, Henderson, Sturridge have never missed less than 10 games through injury in their entire careers. And yet we didn't actually do anything about kind of making sure that there was cover for those. But what he has done, he's got rid of all the deadwood. So now we can sign players that actually strengthen the squad rather than saying, oh, what we're going to do with XYZ, players who shall be nameless but no longer at the club. There's only a couple really now that he's got to get rid of. And then he's got a bit of natural wastage. You would imagine that probably Lucas will go, Moreno will go. Markovic is probably going to be the trickiest one to get rid of. He's on a big contract and I can't see him having a future at the club. So it feels like it's the right time now that we can move forward and hopefully challenge even more next season. But of course, everyone's going to do the same because everyone's so wealthy these days.
Oh, that's very, very true indeed. Do you find on Sunday brunch that you, I always think you should always be calling Tim Lovejoy constantly rather than just Tim?
I don't know.
Just see if it really annoys him.
I don't want to annoy him. He's my friend.
I know, he's lovely.
I'm a very positive human being. Remember, I'm a chef and all that.
Weber.com is the website to go to. And actually, I just had a look on your Wikipedia page, Simon.
Yeah.
And it does say Simon Rimmer is an English chef and such like.
Like it.
We'll edit it now.
You can also win the ultimate barbecue experience. You can win a Weber barbecue and come and do some barbecuing with me.
Ooh.
So there's a great competition. So if you go onto the website or onto Facebook, which is at Weber Grills UK, or Instagram, which is at Weber UK, and you can find out all the details for that. And it's worth it.
Yeah.
You should get yourselves involved. You know, it'll be fun to do it.
I would be well up for that.
Yep.
Simon, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Absolute pleasure.
Good to speak to you guys.
Cheers, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.